sitting out there with the teach this much better than I do, but we'll give it a stab anyway. As Harry has already mentioned, lesson three is entitled The Compass of Guidance. And then the miracle that's in this lesson is in John chapter 13, where Jesus washes the disciples' feet. Our memory verse that the writer of this lesson suggested is John 14, verse 6. John 14, verse 6, if you'd like to turn to that. Would someone like to read that? Judge,
it says, Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Okay. And as both the speakers have already mentioned, the I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Our lesson text for this lesson is John chapter 13, verses 1 through 17. And I guess this is one of the, I wouldn't say it's the most instructive, but it's a very, very instructive lesson for me, and I think it should be for all Christians. Chapter 13, beginning in verse 1. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, what I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this. Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Then Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you. For he knew who would betray him. Therefore he said, you are not all clean. So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, do you know what I have done to you? You called me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do this as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. And I guess I'll go back to verse 14. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. To me, this is just such an, as he said, it's such a, it was an example to them and such an example to us today. And I think one that, I shouldn't say even, but even as Christians, many times we forget the spirit of humility their last words were listed. And it was interesting what some of their last words were. They were not all, I don't think they were all flattering to the person. But anyway, sometimes we look at people and are interested in what their last words were. Well, these were not his last words here, but he's giving many last instructions to his disciples. And his example 16, verse 7, I will send the Comforter. And then in John 16, I and the Father are one. And also the powerful command for unity. And then in, back to John 13, verse 35, by this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. And then back to John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to God except through me. He doesn't say, I am, as Harry mentioned on Wednesday night, he doesn't say, I am a way, a truth, and a life. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. Would you turn to Psalm 119, verse 30? Psalm 119, verse 30.
I have chosen the way of truth, your judgments I have laid before you.
I have chosen, the psalmist says, I have chosen the way of truth, your judgments I have laid before me. Mm-hmm. And now in the New Testament, Acts 9, verse 2. Acts chapter 9, verse 2.
This is the New King James. And asked letters from him through the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found any who were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem.
Okay. So at this time, Saul was still very sincerely and consciously persecuting and murdering Christians who were repeatedly referred to as the way. And I suppose we could be called followers of the way today. We don't use that term very often, but we are still followers of the way. Now, let's turn to Acts 4, verses 10 through 12.
Christ of Nazareth.
said that there is not such a thing today as definable truth. And this was Satan's ploy at the beginning, and it remains his ploy today to compromise truth, to redefine truth, and to question truth. We learn in John 17, verse 17, that Jesus is the truth, God's word is truth. And then back in John 1, 6 times more than any other writer. John 3:16.